Hear from Ernie Sager. I'd like to ask him particularly to sing with you a song that he taught us a number of years ago, putting on the style. Let's have some singing from you. A number of you know it.
First, I'll get myself all out of breath by playing the harmonic. I hope that I'm tuned. Driving like he's mad, with a pair of horses borrowed from his dad. He cracks the whip so lively just to watch his lady smile, but she knows he's only putting on the style. Putting on the agony, it's putting on the style. All the young folks are doing all the while. And as I look about me, I'm very apt to smile. So many people putting on the style. Sweet 16 goes to Bert's just to see the boys. Laughs and giggles at every little noise. She turns this way a little, then that way a while. But the boys all know she's only putting on the style. Putting on the agony, it's putting on the style. The young folks are doing all the while. As I look about me, I'm very apt to smile to see so many people putting on the style. Young man just from college makes a great display with a long jawbreaker which he can hardly say. Can't be found in Webster's and it won't be for a while. But we know he's only putting on the style. Putting on the agony, putting on the style. Young folks are doing all the while. As I look about me, I'm very apt to smile to see so many people putting on the style. Young man in the restaurant smokes a dirty pipe, looking like a pumpkin that's only halfway ripe. Smoking, chewing, drinking, and thinking all the while that there is nothing equal to putting on the style. Putting on the agony, it's putting on the style. All the young folks are doing all the while. Country lads and lassies going to the scene, looking fresh as dewdrops on a bunch of garden greens, gingerbread and candy eaten all the while. Going to the circus, putting on a style, putting on the agony, putting on the style. The young folks are doing all the while, and as I look about me, I'm very apt to smile to see so many people putting on the style. I have a song here, 7 years with the wrong woman. I'm going to try it, I don't know for sure. 7 years with the wrong woman is punishment that is bad. 7 years with the wrong woman will drive most any man mad. 7 years with the wrong woman, it's the same in mountain or dale. She'll stay awake all night to have a fight, then throw you into jail. 7 years with the wrong woman is more than the man can stand. 7 years with the wrong woman will wreck most any good man. If you marry the wrong woman, there's only one thing you can do. Dig yourself a hole and crawl in that hole and pull the ground over you. 7 years with the wrong woman put me in this dirty old jail. And she's got all of my money and laughs 'cause I can't get bail. In that final day of judgment, when the good Gabriel starts into blow, if I see her face in that heavenly place, I'll ask to be sent down below. Now boys, if you're thinking of marrying, take warning that I tell. Don't ever marry the wrong woman, it's worse than living in. 7 years with the wrong woman, it'll age you and turn your hair gray. They say love is blind, but search till you find a face you can stand every day.
That reminds me of a story about fishing. Honest it does. There was an old man walking along with his fish pole. He saw a young fellow sitting on a rock fishing. He said, "Did you have any luck today?" "No, but yesterday I was fishing in that big hole and I got a 30-inch bass, black bass." "Did you have any luck?" "Well, I was fishing down the stream there a ways and suddenly started tugging the line and I pulled out a lantern. The lantern was lit and burning." The young fellow said, "You old fool, you can't make me believe that." So the old fellow said, "Okay, you take 10 inches off the bass and I'll blow out the lantern." And now that I've stolen two stories from Mike Todd, I'm going to let him come on the stage. Okay. Yeah. Mike Todd the ranger, one of the most famous bear hunters of the Catskills. He's been a raftsman, a lumberman, and he's done about anything that's ever been done here in the Catskills in the way of labor. He knows the mountains, he knows the runways where the bears come, and he's shot plenty of them. And tonight, he's not going to shoot any bears. He's going to play his harmonica and rattle his bones. Too bad, Mike. I took your stories, but you still have a lot left. After we're through with the performance, we're going to have square dancing. We have a lot of callers here. One of those callers is John Cost. We're going to ask him to come up and fiddle a bit for us now. John? We have here farmers, hunters, forest rangers, and we also have now a quarryman. You know, there are bluestone quarries in the Catskills, and this next musician is a quarryman, which reminds me of a story about quarrymen. Really, it does. You see, the quarryman takes a chisel and hammers with the chisel and cuts a hole into the rock, and then they put powder in. Gee, I shouldn't do this because maybe this isn't true. But anyway, I'll do this. In the old days, that's the way they used to do it. Maybe they do it different now, but they used to take the chisel and hammer away and cut a hole way down in the rock with the pounding away on the chisel and then put in their powder. Well, this certain man that I'm talking about, I know his name. His name is Lauchie Wolven, and he lived up near Saugerties. And I heard it told there that he put the chisel in the rock. He had a very good chisel, and he went off to lunch, and the chisel kept going on down into the rock while he was eating his lunch. And when he came back, he couldn't see it anymore, but he could hear it going clink, clink, clink way down there, about 20 feet down into the rock. I'm going to introduce now Marvin Atwood, who's going to play for you. Chisels and holes?
Oh, yeah.
They still do.
Yeah.
See?
I'm now going to play one while I was in the South that I learned down there. It's Brown Ferry Blues.
Come on, you pretty
wish you health and new happiness, and avoid all troubles too. I wish you health and new happiness, and plainly understand, you must never try to fall in love with a good-looking man. When I was 16 years of age, a damsel in my pride, I gaily thought a winding life were pleasures I could find. I gaily thought a winding life were pleasures I could see. I sat inside both day and night to get a nice young man. Well, my wish, it seemed, it came too soon one Sunday afternoon. As onward home from church I tripped, I met this gay gossoon. He looked so nice about the face to wed him, it was my claim. And that very night I set my cap for that good-looking man. It was scarce 2 weeks when wed we were on a Sunday afternoon. My gem walked out and so did I to take a pleasure's room. My gem walked out and so did I to watch him, it was my plan. And soon another girl I spied with my good-looking man. They talked and kissed, the tales of love to you I cannot tell. Thinks I to myself, now is my time to use you off right well. Thinks I to myself, now is my time, and to my home I ran. And there sat down to watch and wait for my good-looking man. Just as the clock was striking 10, my Willie, he came in. I gently said, my Willie dear, where have you thus long been? I've been to church, oh Maggie dear, when this I could not stand. The rolling pin I've been let fly at my good-looking man. I pulled his hair, I blacked his eyes, in ribbons I tore his clothes. I then picked up the poker and I laid it across his nose. He looked just like a chimney sweep as out of the door he ran. And never a lady loved again but my good-looking man. Come all you unmarried people of high and low degree, if ever you get the ragged lad, pitch into him like me. When I found out I was his thief, I thought it my very best plan to tighten the check and break the neck of my good-looking man.
If there's anyone here, I think you'll agree, you'll find me as young as
going to hear again from the West Branch of the Delaware. Grant and Murray Rogers and Marvin Atwood will play for us. If they can ever... Atwell, Murray. I'm sorry, Marvin. Okay.